PFT Media. You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
Previously on Poking the Bear.
A lot of people joined the Big Tim Hamburger
yes,
Club.
They did. They want them scammer tales. Not, they don't listen to the podcast.
The first one and him are getting along.
Oh, yeah. I haven't. We haven't
been back and forth in a
while. Your friend Aziz? What's his name?
Yeah, Afi. Fucking Nigerian scammer. I don't. Let's trust him to give us a real name, guys. You know?
I'm your friend. You're my friend, my friend.
My friend.
No, the one. So the most recent one, though.
50 Cent. Lil Wayne. Clang, clang.
The Russian Nigerian.
Yeah.
I like the music from the.
Anytime I do an accent, it always just turns into like a Russian accent.
Yeah, well, it's the only one. Yeah, it's my accent or the Russian accent. Yeah. The only two you
that's
can do.
That's actually.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. Fadania.
I love Big Tim. Hey, baby. And we're back.
I'm going to go to Red Lobster. For endless shrimp.
Oh, endless shrimp. America full of endless shrimp. I want to eat like king with Big Tim Beverly. Hey, baby.
Listen to Poking the Bear on PFTmedia.com.
All right, spillover bonus episode. How's it going? Welcome to Cinema Crespity. So I'm your host, Chris Crespo, chilling with Drew Stagogra and Drew Quinn. How's it going, dude?
This is going.
Dude. All right. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas and happy Drew Year to you.
Happy Drew Year's right.
Our last... Yeah, you know what? I'm calling it.
You're calling it?
No bonus episode next week.
Calling it a bonus episode next week.
So,
okay.
The last official recording with you and me.
Yeah.
For 2017 Cinema Crespity. So, we already said you're gone this weekend. Edgy's sitting in as co-host.
I will not be here.
You will not be here. So, thank you for sitting in for one last 2017 episode.
No, man, not a problem.
Before 2018. Brings us some new stuff. Truly a spillover bonus episode in this one. First off, for the Vox Populi in this past weekend's episode, I neglected to send you an email.
Mm-hmm.
Good old Scott. Scott hits us up a lot. Our homie.
Mm-hmm.
With verbosity.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Cinema Crest Poetry. Oh, it's still going, Drew. All right, slide. That had to end sometime. That had to end. It was a beautiful run, but it was glorious, and we bathed in the glory of that. But it had to end. He sent us an email, and I thought I forwarded it to you, and I did not. And I realized my error afterwards, so I sent that to you. You have that. Mm-hmm. We'll do. So we're gonna have a little Vox Populi. And while we recorded the show a little early this weekend because I had to go to a high, top secret event, a function, which turned out to be my brother making us a bomb meal, an amazing meal. It was so good. You ever have pozole soup? Pozole?
Nope.
Shredded pork with hominy grits. One of like big hominy grits, right? Mm-hmm. It's a soup. It's a Mexican soup with chopped avocado in there as like a garnish. And oh man, woo! That was just the soup course. This was a multiple course. That was just the soup course. And everyone was like, damn, dude. A lot of people were drunk, too. I was pretty sober, though. So I was like, nah, this is legit. It was good.
I can't really trust drunkies when it comes to food.
Man, some of them. People were like passed out on the couch before we even got to the soup.
Oh.
It was a party, Drew. It was wild. It was a secret initiation type of thing, though. Like secret society, familial, generations old, you know.
I don't want to know.
Skull and bones.
I don't want to know what was going on in that closet.
No. Neither do I. I don't know what was going on there. I'm not allowed.
You haven't reached that level yet?
No way. Not even close. Not a black sheep, but not good either. What's the other one? Anyway.
I think there is another one. You're either a white sheep or you're a black sheep.
We're the black sheep. I'm the Puerto Rican sheep.
So you're a brown sheep?
Yeah. Brownish. Reddish.
brownish, reddish sheep.
Depends on the time of year.
Yeah. If I stay out of the sun or not.
What part of my arm you're looking at? The Billy D sent us his email. His Billy D's Death of the Movies, but he sent it a little. He sent it a little later than he normally does, and we started a little earlier than we normally do, which resulted in
bum, missing.
Bum, bum, bum.
I'm Batman.
Stuff resulted in I am Batman.
Not what I expected.
Okay.
I thought it was gonna be a dramatic music drop. And it was just some Michael Keaton saying I'm Batman. Yeah,
you really need to listen to some of these before you use them.
It's a pretty new board. I haven't really worked. I pulled up my custom board where I know what all these buttons are now. We have his Billy D's Death of the Movies, and then our homie Ron, who I think we also got an email or a tweet from him.
Something like that.
I don't remember. You already got something from him in the box.
That was a few days ago. His brain cells are gone.
Yeah, exactly. No, I agree. I can remember what happened 20 years ago, but I can't remember what happened 20 minutes ago.
I was eating dinner 20 minutes
20
ago.
20 years ago? Oh, 20 minutes ago. Yeah.
20 years ago, I can vaguely remember. A lot of drugs.
Fair enough. Again. Things have explanations.
Yes.
Ron hit us up on Facebook with something interesting that would lead to an interesting discussion. So I felt we could save that for this episode. We got Scott's email. So before we do that, let's go ahead and start with this.
Whoa, this is heavy. There's that word again, heavy. Why are things so heavy in the future? Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull? What?
You're metal, dude! We're totally gonna kill you now.
That's right, here we go. Time for Billy D's Death. Death of the Movies. Hey, we got those, thanks for the mail, Bill.
No, Billy.
Billy.
Billy. It's official.
I just want to know, how am I gonna know whether I'm getting the chicken or the beef? That's all I know. Because there's no option there.
I think it's choose your own adventure, dude.
You know what? I'll just
choose your
own food venture. You know what? I'll pencil it in. I want the chicken.
Of course you did.
I mean, I'll say it here.
He always wants the chicken. He's so unadventurous.
Who's not? That's not true. That's not true.
Hey, Chris, you want a piece of fish?
Fish is gross, man. That's Fukushima shit. That doesn't mean I ain't adventurous, though. Give me some amazing tartar. You want to go to Ravenous Pig for Christmas dinner? A Cinema Crespediso Christmas dinner?
I mean, I do, but I'm going to pay for it.
That's what I'm saying. It's on Cinema Crespediso.
Sure.
That means you got to pay for half of it.
No.
Oh, man. It'll be fun. Let's do it.
I mean, I've got money. I don't have that kind of money.
Oh, man. We'll figure something.
What is it, my dudes?
Oh, yeah. Bill, what's up, dude?
It must be Christmas. Because I got sick at a key point in the year and have been unable to fulfill a lot of my obligations.
That sucks.
My voice and face are in such a state that I cannot appear on camera or microphone for fear of alienating my already small audience.
Oh, wow.
Fucking hell.
That's cool, man. It's cool. You know what? The Billy D's Postmortem, it's a limited series, and he's barreling towards the end. It could take a short break.
You know
what
the fuck he wants to.
It's Christmas time. It took a three-quarter season break. We're all good, man. And also, Bill, why are you always sick, bro?
Well, anyway, I saw Star Wars just like all the other people.
Did you quit drinking? When you stop drinking, don't you usually get healthier?
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
You don't know how that works?
No.
Because you don't really drink that much.
I don't drink that much, no, but it's not like I stopped drinking.
True.
I enjoyed it.
Star Wars?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It was the final time since I saw the first original trilogy that I felt like I'd seen something new and innovative.
Oh, and I'm sorry, Drew. I'm sorry to interrupt. People listening, don't worry about spoilers. No spoilers this episode. Yeah. Spoiler-free episode.
Which is high praise for this very uneven franchise. I think The Last Jedi will be the best of the new trilogy, and I'm excited to see what Rian Johnson has up his sleeve. I'm a big Rian Johnson fan, and have been since I made all my friends watch Brick so many years ago, and this was a good experience for me. I was there.
Yeah, Drew was there.
I felt like, in a way, I had seen Rian Johnson fulfill his destiny along with all the Star Wars characters. Great job. Stay cool, Billy D.
There we go. Coming down on the side of people liking Star Wars The Last Jedi. Quite a bit of people coming down the other side.
It's okay.
Interestingly divisive movie. We'll talk about that more in a little bit. Thanks, Billy Dee. We appreciate it. Follow him all over the interwebs at I Love Blood. Make sure you check out Billy Dee's postmortem on PFTV. You can go to pftmedia.com. Right there on the top, PFTV. You can see the link right there. Or just go to YouTube, search Billy Dee's postmortem. It all comes right up. And there's enough now where they sit down for a while. Really get yourself a good dose of Billy Dee.
To find out all about his taste in movies.
Excuse me, of non-sick Billy Dee, as I say as I cough. That was more of a... We like air in the throat type of thing.
Cancer.
Drew!
Cancer.
That moment you've all been waiting for. The world famous
Vox Populi. What you say?
All right, here we go. We already queued it up. Drew, take it away.
This is from Scott.
This was from Scott.
I rewatched Force Awakens last night for the first time since seeing it thrice in a theater a few years ago.
Okay.
Man, I really do love that film.
All right.
Because it's exactly what it needed to be. Sure, call it a reboot or a rehash. I don't give a fuck. I just know that I thoroughly enjoy how that movie makes me feel when I watch it.
Okay.
Well, Last Jedi gives me a lot of those same feels. I thought it was dope.
All right.
If Force Awakens can be described as a lot of Episode 4 plus a little bit of Episode 5, and that's why, and I think that's fair, I would say Last Jedi was half Episode 5, half Episode 6. I've seen a lot of people's personal rankings of all the Star Wars movies since Last Jedi came out. For me, it's definitely in the top half of that table. Surely not 1 or 2, but solidly in the 3 to 5 range. It's early, and I'm still processing all my feels about this one. But it's definitely among Star Wars' best. Man, those prequels were really, truly awful. I hope they enjoy the basement, because they're never, ever getting out.
Oh, man, seriously? You know what? To interrupt Scott's email, speaking of them prequels, you know what, Drew? I'm gonna sit down with them prequels. I'm going to sit down, I'm going to rewatch them, and I'm going to give them the old...
Okay.
12-year later reappraisal. Now, especially in the lens of... Well, this is what equally big budgeted Disney versions of Star Wars movies. Let me go back and rewatch those George Lucas ones.
The first one is a weird movie about a kid who is... It's a pod racing movie. It's not even fucking Star Wars.
It's got the pod race, but it also has, if I remember correctly, a diner that's like a 50s diner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's on an alien planet.
Yep. And he... somehow Anakin as a child meets Padme as...
She's an adult, but then when he sees her again in the next movie, that's a weird...
It's
got flaws. It's got flaws. I'm going back into it knowing it's got flaws, but I want to give it an honest reappraisal now. That was Drew's Jerry
second
Lewis
impression. One is... hey, God.
The second one, Attack of the Clones... Maybe the worst Star Wars movie.
It's a bunch of garbage and then a giant battle that means absolutely nothing. Pointless.
So I'm going to give him a rewatch and we'll give him a reappraisal. We're going to see what happens. That's a 2018 resolution right there.
The third one is just Anakin Skywalker being a whiny emo bitch.
The first one, though, gives us Duel of the Fates. That amazing song written by John Williams that plays during the Darth Maul fight.
The Darth Maul. I forgot. Okay. The only saving grace about those things is the Qui-Gon Jinn, Obi-Wan Kenobi stuff. That stuff is fun.
It's the Liam Neeson's, and it's before it was, like, quote, pop culturally cool to like the Liam Neeson's, right?
Yeah.
All right, let me see. I'm going to pull up here, Drew. Star Wars...
To finish really... Scott's email.
No. This song.
Yeah.
All right, you know what? As a matter of fact...
We're
going to help out Scott's email. And,
can I start?
Yes.
My non-spoilery notes. Loved the early escape battle. Very cool, very intense. Opening for the movie. Didn't love Rebel Bombers. utterly worthless pieces of technology. I agree on that 100%.
Okay.
Loved. Ultimately, the big plot of the movie was confined to one small, slow-moving fleet battle. I don't know. I just find that fascinating. Didn't love the whole casino romp. This was my faith in the movie was at its lowest. Loved Laura Dern. What a magnificent cunt. And I mean that as a compliment.
Whoa.
You glorious purple-haired goddess.
Wow.
Didn't love Laura's tactical coup. If this really is possible, why is it not widely used a rebel tactic? Loved Rey and Kylo. Hey, get a room, you crazy kids. Oh, wait, they did get a room, a red room, and that scene was fucking epic. Didn't love people in my theater applauding. It happened twice during the movie, and again at the closing credits. These people are the dumbest of the dumb. Who are you applauding for? They even applauded the Infinity War trailer before the movie. It's been out for weeks. Fucking idiots. Loved the ending. I love what it means for the characters and the saga itself. Episode 7 and 8 have done all the fan service they needed to. They've sated our nostalgic appetites, and for that I thank them. But now episode 9 truly can be whatever it wants to be. I like the prospect of that. 3.5 stars. Take care, guys. Scott.
Thanks, Scott. Do all the things. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. Pretty amazing.
John Williams.
I think the only person that was that might have been inspired in that entire series of movies.
He's never, seemingly never not inspired.
I know,
John
right?
Williams,
what
always
the fuck?
Cranking out amazing music.
How
definitely
does he do
times
it?
In Last Jedi when I was like man, this is
you motherfucker.
When George Lucas made the original Star Wars in 1977. Mm-hmm. When it was released anyway, 1977. He went with the orchestral score, the 30-40 piece orchestra, mm-hmm. old school classic movie score, damn. Which was at that time hugely out of fashion.
Oh, but it works.
It was like so. So square, you know, such a not for the parlance of times, not hip. It wasn't cool,
so
man.
Fucking epic.
But the music is so good; it helps make the movie so good. You know?
Yeah.
So Lucas went against the grain there, and he was like, "Man,
yeah,
I defined a generation and more and more."
There is something about there's something about a full orchestra, man. There really is.
It allows for all that of a range of so much emotion because the spectrum of what that you can do with so many different instruments if you know what you're doing with them, right? Rachmaninoff and Tchaikovsky and all this stuff back in the 1800s, the classical music. When we grew up as kids, we imagine it being so stuffy and et cetera. That's so funny. Because in reality, at that time, so much of that music was like the heavy metal of the day.
Yeah.
Like on the fringes of
what
was considered acceptable by high society. And it was like, this is so bombastic and intense and crazy.
I was about to say, I definitely get that. I mean, I could definitely see it being the heavy metal of the day.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Well,
because a lot of the heavy metal bands that I listen to.
It translates so well now, right?
I mean,
it's crazy.
Come on, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, dude.
Who's the one?
It's pretty much just a metal orchestra.
Shostakovich, Dmitri Shostakovich. Listen to some of that stuff. It's like add a drum track. It's Mastodon. It's crazy stuff. It's really good. Ron, our homie Ron,
yes,
out in L.A.
Uh-huh.
We love this guy. He puts on Facebook. Can you discuss this madness? The first Star Wars proper I liked. I felt the diversity played a role. I also felt that Kylo growth, made sense. And then he supplies a link to a Tumblr account, which right away, Ron, you're in the cesspools of the internet.
So
we're wading into the cesspools, guys. Here we go. Because Ron wants us to talk about this. Someone puts up this Tumblr account. And it's all about how, let me see, here's a little thing here. Okay, like we shouldn't completely ignore that Last Jedi exists because the movie is racist trash And Rian Johnson and Lucasfilm should be held accountable for that. But we don't have to accept it as canon because fuck that. The Last Jedi is one mediocre white man's fan fiction. And that's all it is.
How is it? What?
How is it racist trash, right, Drew? This person collated a whole bunch of tweets and did a screenshot. Hashtag Star Wars hates POC. As in people of color.
What? They were...
Right! Oh, Drew, no, we're going to talk about this. We're going to get deep. Don't worry about it. Yes, so let me just read the tweets. We're going to get deep.
What?
We're gonna do a deep dive on this one. This is not going to be surface level. We're not going to brush this by. I know your brain is already cramping. What are you drinking?
Arizona Energy.
No, man. Energy?
I should
have got a little bit of energy. You need like a Gatorade or alcohol. Or both. People tweeting under the hashtag Star Wars hates POC. Because Rian Johnson joked about letting Finn in a coma for an entire movie, reduced Poe to a hot-headed Latin, and put Rose in the movie only to get rid of Finn Poe, the whole, Finn Poe people are shipping that relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
Also, how could I forget he made Finn and Rose kneel in front of a Nazi and Finn and Poe got slapped? That was one tweet. Another tweet. Like, I want Rian Johnson to tell us with a straight face that he had a time opportunity for a titty-milking monster, but not for reintroducing Lando or a LGBTQ relationship. This one put. Because the male lead gets sidelined, abused for comedy, and belittled over and over in the film while Rian Johnson tries to make us feel sympathy for a fascist because of his own fucked up bias. This one writes, effort that could have been put into Poe, Finn, and Rose's characters and stories was put into Kylo's plot to reinforce what we already know. He's an entitled, homicidal white boy. All right, we got a few more here. After 2 days, Last Jedi officially has the worst audience reception of any Star Wars film, including the prequels. That's not necessarily true. I guess that's what happens when you make a film that ignores all previous characterization of characters that people hold dear. I don't understand. That's another thing I don't understand. A lot of people are saying this movie ignores what Star Wars, quote, is all about.
What?
As if it's about anything other than making money?
And force.
And the force.
The force of money.
The force. Yes, the force of money. The true force. It's all about the monies.
I mean, and midichlorians, whatever. I mean, the tiny little green things that live inside you.
Wonderful characters of color who all could have had compelling arcs and meaningful impact on the story. Nah, it was more fun to kill, maim, humiliate all of them instead. Lucas talks a big diversity game, but after 40 years, the first major female Asian character began by physically abusing a black man and had her sister die off after 30 seconds of screen time. That's in the very open. That's not really a spoiler. That's in the very, very beginning. And here's this last one. Star Wars hatred of people of color isn't new, not at all. It has always refused to cast leads of color, sidelined them the few times it has, starting with Lando, and generally subjected them to racist treatment. It's not a new problem that Star Wars hates POC, but that doesn't make it okay. So that's a lot of people are seeing. So there's people who see we have a black man, John Boyega, playing a significant role now in this trilogy. Mm-hmm. We have a, I believe, at least half Guatemalan man, half Latin man, in Oscar Isaac playing a rebel fighter, very significant role. Many scenes with General Leia.
We have an Asian,
Organa,
we have an Asian lady
with the first Asian lady in the 40-year history of the entire franchise. Which is when I read that, I was like, Michelle Yao wasn't like in the prequels. That's fucking ridiculous. Why is it taking so long?
I know shit, right?
So, you see that these characters are in them, but then they feel these characters were underutilized, or underdeveloped, or humiliated, or sidelined in favor of Kylo Ren, who got more development. Who is the much more main character?
Okay, so.
But it's a Kylo Ren, it's also, I mean.
So, do these people not understand that the entire Star Wars movie follows one family of whiny white people?
So far, it has been, yes, right? We've been following the whiny white people.
They've
been the main characters.
Skywalker.
Yes, which is what that last tweet noted.
The entire movie is about a bunch of whiny Skywalkers. That's what the entire series is, the space opera about whiny white people.
Yes, right? So that's what that one tweet was saying, but that last one, nothing has changed. Just because they're adding people of color doesn't mean that they fix it. These are just more Lando Calrissians. Sure, John Boyega.
I mean, I'm not sure.
I think they're getting more screen time than Lando Calrissian.
Exactly.
But they're still not the... Are they the main characters?
No, they're not. The main character
is Rey.
Rey.
And Kylo Ren.
And Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren is a Skywalker.
He's a Skywalker.
He's Skywalker. Rey is a no one.
As far as we know. This is the continuing story.
It's still the continuing story
of the Skywalkers.
Because it's Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
It's his story now.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, people, you don't know, but I just delete some shit because Drew dropped some spoilers, some significant Star Wars spoilers.
Some bombs.
He dropped them, and I was bad. What? Okay, so it's cool. It's all good. We're back on track. So then on the flip side, on the flippity flop, so while all these people are like, you sideline our people of color. On the flip side, you go to any website, click on any Star Wars article, especially one featuring... Could I even find one on the fly? Featuring anyone even about, like, a character of color or the reception of the movie. And you will find very... bodily orifice hurt white men.
Their butthole hurt, Chris.
Why is it gotta be talking about already? Many holes, ear holes, nose holes, a hole is hurting significantly. A pee-pee hole hurt? Maybe it's just a significant pee-pee hole.
That's even worse than a butthole
they
hurt.
They got that parasite that's stuck out those things inside of that. You shouldn't be swimming in them Costa Rican waters while you're trying to have sex with underage girls. That's not cool. All right, I'm just going to click on a random... Man, let me just find a good one. There's so many. Obviously, Star Wars being so popular now.
Yeah.
Every other article is about Star Wars. Here's one about Captain Phasma. This is perfect because it's already an article about a woman.
Uh-huh.
And it's about how her character keeps getting seemingly sidelined. Let's see.
Oh, I mean... I didn't even know Captain Phasma was a woman until I found that there was Brienne of Tarth underneath it.
Brienne of fucking Tarth. She's so awesome. I thought we talked about that. We didn't talk about it. Maybe we didn't. You just forgot about it. Probably did.
Even still, totally worthless side character.
Almost every character is a worthless side character in most of these movies.
No.
Anyway. So, you look in most of these articles, and in the comment section, you'll find someone being like, these Star Wars movies are betraying what the Star Wars movies are all about because they're forcing PC culture on us by they're forcing diversity into these movies, Drew, by including a black guy and a half Spanish dude. Oh, I actually don't forget Benicio del Toro. So a half Spanish dude and then a Puerto Rican in a much smaller role and a Vietnamese American lady. By including these four characters, these three and a half characters, because Benicio's barely in it, they are forcing PC culture on us and trying to, et cetera, et cetera, virtue signaling, et cetera, et cetera. Sig Heil, Sig Heil.
Anybody that has anything to... scared white people, dude. They're just...
So scared!
Frightened white people.
So scared, and they see this as... some sort of like insidious plot to bring down their whiteness, or also even worse, to make them feel bad about their whiteness. That's the worst thing. They feel bad about it, and they're like, "Why do I feel bad?
How about this? Leave your small.
No one's saying you gotta feel bad about.
Leave
being white.
Your small town in Minnesota, and chances are you're going to be one of the few white people around.
Take that, small town hicks. Small town hicks. Hey, if there are
I'm not even saying small town hicks. I was just trying to think of the whitest town. Place I could find.
Hey, if you're if you think you're listening from the whitest place Drew can think of, tweet us at hashtag We're the Whitest.
this is already going downhill.
Yes, at Chris Woody, so at hashtag We're the Whitest. Let us know. And if you're tweeting us from the non-whitest place, send us a tweet at Crespity. So hashtag Shaft Goes to Africa. And we'll We'll see where you're. We'll see where you're tweeting from. How about that? How about that, Drew?
Wow.
How about that?
Wow.
It's fine. No one's listening.
I know. Thank God.
Yeah, we can say whatever we want on this thing, pretty much. Yeah, I was gonna try to find. Oh man, can I find a tweet, Drew?
Chris.
Since it's 3 minutes in, you know what? I don't know if we're even really getting to get into any news already. This may just be a Star Wars only bonus up, but you know what?
I mean, the movie did make a fuck ton of money.
It got fucked up. Someone took, I guess, cell phone footage of Tom Hardy on the street shooting Venom. He's shooting Venom right now. Here we go. The tweet is, Tom Hardy on the set of Venom looking like he was at a 48-hour rave and he's still off his tits on E and the bass ain't left him even after though he's been dropped off at home at Den, D-E-N-T-E-H, Supercow. Den to Supercow, if you want to look up this guy's tweet. Here you go, Drew. You can describe. I'm trying to rewind it, so you can then describe this 30-second video of Tom Hardy from across the street. Go ahead, describe it. Describe it. You're supposed to describe it. To
people. He's slamming a door. He just
a car door.
Now he's out there waving his hands around, pointing at things, being kind of crazy, generally odd. Maybe he's tap dancing? What the fuck is going on? I have no idea. I have no idea what the hell he was just doing.
That's what he was doing. This is the Venom movie.
So he gets out of the car, shuts it, slams it once, slams it twice, slams it three times, turns around. It almost looks like the director was just like, all right, listen, you're getting attacked by an amorphous alien blob. Do whatever the hell you want, and just make sure you go over there, you go over there, you go over there.
He hit his beats. But it doesn't look like he's doing, like, dancing, he's being forced to dance.
It looks like he's being his body is being mind controlled by someone who doesn't know how to move like a human being.
How to use a human body?
Yeah.
Oh no, but this part right here though. This part right here looks like he's dancing.
The dance part
right here.
Yeah. The weird
he's
dancing.
Like, bitch. Yeah. Right? Come on. Yeah. And then he stumbles off.
No, but he almost like strides off oddly.
This movie's gonna be weird.
But it's gonna be rated R.
It's gonna be weird, it's gonna be rated R, it's gonna be violence, got Michelle Williams, and honestly though, that actually gives me kind of hope for the project, the vision, the script, something.
No.
Either that or she like is really behind on her big mortgage or something. I don't know.
Maybe she's
She's got them Heath Ledger residuals coming in.
But
it's gonna be from I think they're divorced, officially divorced. Anyway. Oh man, I wanted to do this story so bad though, Drew. Oh, there's so many. These are three really good stories. Two really good stories. The other ones are okay. Okay, first off, I'm going to do this one. This is a really good story.
Okay.
A really good story. I'm going to try to do this fast. Morgan Spurlock outed himself as a sexual predator. Here in Orlando, yes, and not a sexual predator, a sexual harasser. A sexual harasser. A dude here in Orlando, we talk about this, a comedian. Quote comedian, this guy Adam Avitable, he outed himself as a sexual predator. He's like, I did all these things in the past, and then some girls were like, we talk about this.
Yeah.
And some girls came out on Facebook were like, oh, you're still doing these things in the present.
Yeah.
And then like he deleted his account and shit got crazy. Uh-huh. And then he tried to come back like things are all normal. I have no idea.
Never gonna happen.
I have no idea what's going on with that anymore. Morgan Spurlock took a similar approach. He's like, I need to get out in front of this. So he put out a statement about how, we didn't have a great culture at our office. What's it called? It's called Warrior Poets. It was this production company that he had with this other dude whose name is Jeremy something or other. We'll come to that in a second.
We were scummy dudes.
Yeah. So that caused Super Size Me 2. got dropped from the Sundance Film Festival. Apparently there's a Super Size Me too. I don't know how that works. Got dropped from Sundance. And a bunch of his other projects got dropped immediately after. After he did that, some people came forward and talked about the this is what the office was like at Warrior Poets. First off, this is what he said. This is what Morgan Spurlock said. I would call my female assistant hot pants or sex pants when I was yelling to her from the other side of the office, something I thought was funny at the time, but then realized I had completely demeaned and belittled her to a place of non-existence. So when she decided to quit, she came to me and said if I didn't pay her a settlement, she would tell everyone. Being who I was, it was the last thing I wanted, so of course I paid. I paid for peace of mind. I paid for her silence and cooperation. Most of all, I paid so I could remain who I was. So that was his statement right now. Where are the people who talked about? Some people called it a fratty boys club.
Mm-hmm.
That was the office. Jeremy Chilnick is the other dude, the COO of the company. He started as Morgan Spurlock's assistant. Worked his way up the ranks to COO. Quote, when women would come in for meetings and they were conventionally attractive women, very dolled up, Jeremy and or Morgan would say after she left, she gave good meeting. That's what they would say.
Mm-hmm.
Assessment of women's appearances also dictated content. Quote, if you were making a film or TV show about a woman character, they'd say like, oh, cut that shot of the fat woman, says a former freelance employee who worked with the company from 2012 to 2015. Quote, I was making a film with them at one point, and when I first got the notes from Jeremy for all the female characters, he said, you have two fat characters, why don't you just cut the other ones? Didn't like the fatties. So a lot of and then a big part of this article is about a lot of drinking, a lot of forced drinking. Like by 4 o'clock, the whiskey bottles will come out almost every single day. And if you were working there, like at the very least, like a glass of wine will be placed on your desk every day. Like every day, every employee, like here's your, it's drinking time.
Okay, and what if I don't want to drink it?
You get belittled or people laugh at you. Like, why aren't you drinking? You know, so
because
you're
not an alcoholic.
Exactly. No, you got. Then you got like some people are talking about how they would dump the drinks or you know discreetly get rid of them. Like, oh yeah, I drank mine. Yeah, thank you. No, I'm good. I appreciate it. Yeah, that's the fuck.
Weird.
Yes, it was a weird fucked up culture they had going on there at the Warrior Poets. And then at the end of the article, it talks about how. And this is a Jezebel article, Jezebel.com. At the end, it talks about how while Morgan came out up front and he's taking the huge hit because he's Morgan Spurlock, everyone knows him.
Mm-hmm.
This Jeremy dude, he's the real weasel. And he's the one that really needs to fucking go down.
Okay.
So.
Interesting.
We'll see what happens there. People do not like that Jeremy guy, though. He's apparently Grosso Barfo, the type of guy who he would hit on an employee. And she'd be like, oh, you know, I'm sort of like married and stuff. And be like, oh, well, you know, maybe I should like fire you then. Et cetera, et cetera. Not cool. Just read that Jezebel.com article if people want to know. And then here's a Florida story. Thank God for Florida. Clearwater attorney Andrew Spark is in Pinellas County Jail.
Okay.
Because he decided to film his own porn series. He was going to make his own movies. He's a filmmaker, Drew.
Okay.
And he wanted to make his own porns.
Okay.
But he decided to make them with inmates at a correctional facility where he would pay the girls to have sex with him. He filmed them with his iPad in order to make his movies so that he can then sell them. He got busted when a corrections officer walked in on the visitation room with dude's pants literally around his ankles. He is now in jail. What do you think, Drew? Final words. Jerry's final words. Final thoughts, Jerry Springer style. Here we go.
Wrap
it all up. Star Wars, rape culture, that lawyer, Drew. Wrap it all up. Here we go. End of the show.
That sounds about right.
That's it? That's your Jerry Springer?
Sounds about right. I mean, none of that surprises me in the slightest.
None of it. The Star Wars Morgan Spurlock
doesn't surprise me that Morgan Spurlock is scum. It doesn't surprise me that Tom Hardy is a weirdo dancing on the streets, probably high on drugs. And it doesn't surprise me that a lawyer iPadded blowjobs from inmates and tried to make his own porn series with it. That sounds definitely par for the course.
Big buttons are easy to
hear. Uh huh. So you know it's coming.
It's good stuff. All right. Well, 40-minute episode. That's it. We're done. I'll be back with Etchy with episode 259 this week, and it will be your Christmas Eve episode. You can listen to it whilst sitting by a fire waiting for Santa to come and drop off your presents and shit.
So he's gonna drop off my presents and shit?
Well, yeah.
Where is he? Is he gonna take a shit?
He's drinking all that milk all night long.
all those cookies.
The West Coast tourists, man. They take a hit when Santa comes through. Oof. Good boy. I'll tell you. With the time zones and everything, you know how it goes. Oh, boy. All right, guys.
Presents and shit.
Presents and
from
shit.
From Santa.
Look at all these presents and shit.
I always just assumed that Santa would take a shit in your stocking if you were naughty or something.
If you're naughty, I'm going to take a shit in your stocking.
And now Santa's Australian?
He's always been Australian. We talk about it. It's so close to Antarctica. Or South Pole. South Pole, Antarctica.
North
Australia,
Pole.
The North Pole. God damn it. Santa moved to the South Pole.
Global warming, you know?
Yeah, global warming, exactly. It's like, God damn it, it melted. I gotta go to the South Pole now. Oh, I gotta go to the South Pole now. Global warming.
Technically,
you know?
I mean, there's no land mass up there at the North Pole. It's just glaciers, ice sheets.
Well, it's just glaciers, you know. So I want to open my tour factory.
So, but at the South Pole.
In the South Pole, I can.
Antarctica. Fucking continent.
The whole continent, no one lives there.
Well, yeah, because.
People don't come looking for me.
Because it's a fucking frozen wasteland.
I'm a magical being. I'm an Australian magical being. Called Santa Claus. And every Christmas, I come around dropping off the gifts and I'll take a shit. Because I'm lactose intolerant.
This is an odd way to end an episode, Chris. I'm just throwing that out there. Because this was like the last Star Wars movie where you thought it was going to end. And it probably should have ended.
It probably should have, but instead it kept going on. All right, we'll end it. Thank you, everyone, for downloading this. We're going to be back with more stuff soon. Thank you, Drew.
You're welcome.
Peace out.